Most of the state's garlic crop is out of the ground and drying before it's taken to markets across Wisconsin. I'm Allison Lund for the Midwest Farm Report. Angela Adams is the owner of Adams Garlic Farm in Cassville, along with her husband Don. She shares more about what it takes to grow garlic in Wisconsin, but first starts with sharing how the crop fared this year.
Well, we harvested our garlic on July 9th this year, so we have it all up in our barn drying right now, and we have started with the cleaning process of the garlic. The garlic looks very good this year. It sized up pretty nicely. And compared to the past, I would say it's an average year. We've had years where the garlic's been a lot smaller, and we've had years where it's been quite a bit bigger. So it's a good year this year.
Did you have any weather issues? I know earlier this year we had sort of a cool, drawn-out spring.
We did, and I think that can have an impact on the garlic, but it seems like it really did well still this year. We also didn't have the cold until late in December, so interestingly, we had some growth in the ground, and then it died back then in January when it got cold, but this garlic still came up quite well.
Now, did you find that any of the processes along the way were delayed this year? Was everything pretty much on track?
You know, our garlic scapes were about a week later than they usually are, but our harvest still happened at about the same time despite that.
Now, still focusing on issues that you may have faced this year, are there any pests that were prevalent this year, and how did you combat that?
We actually did not have any pests this year. That's one of the beauties of growing garlic, is that I think as long as the soil is really taken care of well, we rotate our crop and we don't have a crop in the same soil for at least 3 years. So we test our garlic every year. We test the ground every year to make sure that we keep any of those pests or diseases at bay. And then we also do soil testing to make sure that the nutrients that we either add or that are in the soil are adequate.
Well, it sounds like a lot of preventative measures to keep those pests and diseases at bay. Now, for folks that may not know, what does the garlic production process look like? Could you walk me through that?
So we only grow hardneck garlic. It really is acclimated to our environment here. Softneck garlic, some people do grow that around here, but there are only certain varieties that grow well. A lot of that is grown in warmer climates like California, Southern California. So our hardneck garlic that we grow here is planted in October, and the reason it's planted in October is that when it's put into the ground, it needs the cold, at least 6 weeks of cold, in order for it to break into the cloves. And so then we overwinter it. Actually, after it's planted, we put mulch over top of it just to keep it from heaving out of the ground. It stays there over the winter, and we leave the mulch on to help suppress the weeds in the spring and the summer. And so in the spring, we weed our garlic. In June, the scapes are harvested, and the scapes are basically tendrils that grow out of the top of the garlic, and they have the seed pod in it. So we break those off so that the garlic bulb grows larger. The energy is going into the garlic bulb instead of into the scape, into the seed pod. So then come July, we harvest our garlic, and for us, that looks like basically we take a large steel bar, we call it a cutter bar, and it goes underneath our garlic rows, our garlic beds, and it loosens the dirt up so that we can go through and pull them out of the ground. So that's all done by hand for us. There are garlic harvesters, but for an operation as small as ours, which we have about an acre of garlic, we use those tools, and then we hire some help for our harvest day. It usually is about 6 hours with about 20 of us working. And then the garlic goes up into our haymow in our barn, where we have fans and screens, and it's dried for about 3 weeks. So then we wait and we sort it into our different sizes. With, the larger garlic is our seed garlic. The smaller garlic is our culinary garlic, and that's how we sell it. After it's done drying, we cut the stems and the roots off, and then we peel back about a layer of garlic just to get the dirt off so it looks nice and pretty and white or striped red or whatever that garlic might look like when it's cleaned. And then we have it available for sale.
So what does that market look like for garlic in the state?
We actually sell mostly seed garlic, and we do not have a hard time selling out. We also, any of the smaller culinary garlic, we do have a number of orders for those as well.
And now, backing up a little bit, you mentioned that you'll be focusing on planting come fall. What does this transition period look like, and how do you prepare for that?
So at this time, we will soil test and then amend our soil accordingly. If there are any nutrients that are low, we will amend for those. And then we also use an organic fertilizer that we will put on the ground with the garlic. I mean, essentially, it's cultivating the ground. And we also put raised beds in, because we grow the garlic in raised beds so that the garlic doesn't get wet feet if we have any heavy rains in the summertime.
And I know that you mentioned you grow the hardneck garlic, which is pretty well acclimated to Wisconsin's climate, but are there any challenges that come with growing it in Wisconsin?
I think Mother Nature is a challenge always, because year to year everything is different, but I think that you're going to have that anywhere that you live. We do not irrigate our garlic, and so if there are any periods of low rainfall, that can affect the size of the garlic. Really, ultimately, in the end, especially for seed garlic, size is what people want. So a quarter of an inch smaller and the garlic won't size up to the seed size. So I would say that that's maybe the biggest challenge. But quite honestly, here in Wisconsin, we have wonderful weather for growing crops. And garlic is one of many crops that grow well here. We have soil that is very rich in nutrients and organic matter. And we have the rain, and we have just a very good summer for growing in general, and so garlic really grows well too here.
Well, Angela, it sounds like the garlic crop fared well this year, and now as garlic producers wrap up their harvests and focus ahead towards planting, it sounds like everyone will have sort of something different to do on their farm to prepare for that. But is there anything else you'd like to share about how the crop looked this year?
Hardneck garlic really is a lot of fun to raise. It is, there are a lot of different types of hardneck garlic, from the porcelains to the red stripes, and everybody seems to enjoy a different flavor profile, whether they like it for using as a roasting garlic, or if they eat it raw and they like the really hot peppery garlic. I would encourage people to try some hardneck garlic if they never have done anything except for purchase it in the store. Most store garlic is going to be softneck garlic that comes either from China or California, and so it's really kind of fun and interesting to try something that's grown more locally and a hardneck variety.
Angela Adams from Adams Garlic Farm in Cassville with a look at how Wisconsin's garlic crop performed this year and what it looks like to raise garlic in the state. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Allison Lund.